Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's probably safe to say that most everyone looks forward to retiring someday, but when that day comes, how will you know for sure that you are ready? Our next guest says the answer involves successfully accomplishing five critical steps first. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So let's just dive right into this. What is number one, the first step that somebody needs to accomplish for a successful retirement?
Well, the first thing is the math matters. Sounds like a silly statement, but oftentimes people retire and they haven't done the math. And what I mean by that is they haven't looked at what their real expenses are. And they often underestimate this or maybe tell themselves something they want to hear because they want to retire so bad. Expenses kind of are what they are, and you may be able to cut out DirecTV or cable, but you may not be able to cut your way to retirement. So knowing what those expenses are really, really, really critical, and being honest with yourself and your lifestyle and not forgetting things like taxes and inflation and Christmas and birthdays and vacations. Those don't go away when you're in retirement. So knowing those real numbers are just critical to know what you're going to be spending. What goes along with those numbers and knowing the math is what assets are available. You're probably not going to use your house or your piece of art to buy groceries with. So what assets are available and how long are you going to need them for? We're seeing folks live well into their 90s and even 100. And if you retired at 60 and lived to 95, that's a 35-year retirement. So it's important to do the math. There's a lot of calculations that need to be done to make sure you're prepared for what lies ahead.
In fact, retirement is practically another whole career all by itself, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. We're seeing people actually live longer in retirement than their career itself lasted.
All right, what's next?
The next thing is Social Security, and that's part of the numbers, but there are different strategies that can be used. And sometimes I see people just going down and filing when they turn 62 or 63. But knowing what strategies are available to you are really important. It can make a significant difference. And the longer you live, deferring it, not taking it early, might be a consideration you ought to do. And knowing that if you're married, you have other options that other folks may not have. So I think knowing those numbers and how it fits into number one is very important.
Maybe a part-time job might factor in as well?
Yeah, so that would be number three. We're seeing this more and more often. We still see people retiring early, but oftentimes they're retiring from the corporate stress and strain. So working at the golf course or in a hobby they maybe have always enjoyed can be a fun second part of your career, maybe not making as much money, but knowing how long you're going to work, how much you expect to earn, and that can make a big difference. It can really supplement Social Security or your investment income as you plan to live out your retirement and enjoy it.
Do you need to be concerned about health insurance if you are on Medicare?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's one of the most often overlooked areas in retirement planning. What's going to be out of pocket, having supplements to Medicare, and things like dental and vision. Oftentimes we have that with our employers while we're working, so we need to think about how we're going to pay for dental surgeries or vision items that come up in our health care, along with potential long-term care costs if we were to have a stroke or not be able to take care of ourselves. So one of the most overlooked items that can affect someone's life in retirement, especially living longer.
All right, what's step number five in a successful retirement plan?
Well, step number five is really putting it all together, and that's how you're going to recreate your paycheck. Recreating your sources of income is going to put those other steps together, and part of that is understanding your sources of income. Is it going to be pension, Social Security, part-time work, or an investment? And those usually are the four different cornerstones that someone might use. And understanding, are all those income sources guaranteed? Maybe a pension and a Social Security is, but your part-time work and your investments may not be. So knowing what you can count on and what is variable and not variable, and making sure you have an investment strategy that will compensate when you need those extra items and is focused to handle downturns in the market and weather storms that will come along the way. Because you know, there's one thing we can be assured of. There will be difficult financial troubles in a long retirement if anything is to history is to repeat itself. And I think most importantly is to seek help. There are many professionals out there that can help you in your own area. Oftentimes, you only retire once. Most professionals help people do this on a daily basis. And I think having a good game plan to put these five critical steps in place is important to do for anyone's successful retirement.
Well, Brian, as always, thanks for your time. Great information.
Thanks, Mike.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Management in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.